Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. A rabbi in Israel claims to be a descendant of King David, and he wants to set up the kingdom of Israel right now. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Rabbi Yossi Dayan claims that he can prove he is from the lineage of King David, Israel's second king, and the rabbi wants to restore Israel from a state back to a kingdom, which he says the Lord has commanded in the Bible. This rabbi is joined by a number of Jewish scholars who say that God's word does command the establishment of a kingdom in the land that God has given the Jewish people, and Rabbi Dayan could be a candidate for the future king of Israel. According to this group of Jewish scholars, God has commanded the Jewish people, when they return to the land of their forefathers, to set up the kingdom, wipe out the seed of Amalek, and then build their temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
There are a number of Jewish scholars in Israel that believe the Lord wants them to set up the kingdom of Israel today, which is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For over two decades, there have been serious Jewish scholars that have been preparing to build a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Now, many of those same Jewish scholars believe their priority is to first establish the kingdom of Israel, wipe out the seed of Amalek, and then build the temple. Among this group of scholars is a rabbi who says that he can prove his claim to being in the lineage of King David, and thus is a candidate to become the king of Israel. This group of Jewish scholars are working hard to teach the Jewish people what God's word does command them to do, and then move ahead with this project. Interesting to me is the fact that God's word does call for a kingdom in the land of Israel. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, which is the Davidic covenant. Obadiah, an ancient Jewish prophet, wrote 2,800 years ago that the descendants of Amalek would be destroyed, and they would be as if they had never been. That's Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 18. The Jewish prophet Ezekiel gave a description of the temple that will be standing during the kingdom on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's Ezekiel 40-46, 202 verses of detailed information about that temple of the future. These Jewish scholars are indeed involved in preparing for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...